Praise the Lord. We thank God. Good morning, brothers and sisters. I'm happy to see you. We are so glad that we can meet again. In UK, today is our first congregational meeting in the UK. But do you know what? No church can sing. One of the rules, you know, we apart from all the rules we have here, then they should not sing in their service. I don't know what we would have done if they added that to our own. But we thank God that we can sing. We thank God that we can praise God. Congratulations, you've made it this far. We thank God. Many of the people that are more careful than us, some of them have come down with the COVID-19. We are here today and alive because God rescued us. You and I don't know what has come across us, if God will open our eyes to see what we have come across or what has come across us. We would give him more thanks, because I'm telling you, COVID-19 could have passed you. In fact, must have passed you many times. Many times. Some people, we heard their story, they never went anywhere. They in their houses. And COVID-19 met them there. Some of them can't explain. There was one I was listening to. He said he only went out once. And he went to the gas station to fill his car. And it was only God that saved him. So you wonder, he was obedient, and only once he went to the gas station. Only once. How many times have you gone to buy gas, as in petrol? Either for your generator or for your car. It is God, oh. Brethren, it has been God. It has been God. So we give him all the praise. Today, briefly, we're going to talk about zero anxiety, nullifying anxiety. Somebody say nullifying anxiety. There's so much fear and trepidation. There's so much worry. There's so much concern in the air. But what should be the attitude of the Christian? What is the will of God for us in all of this? It is zero anxiety. Zero anxiety. We will open in our Bibles to Philippians chapter 4. I know some of us already know where we're going because we have Bible scholars seated here. May the Lord bless all of us. And some of us that are yet to be Bible scholars, God will make us to have passion for the Word of God, that will become scholars of the Word of God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. I wish that we can all read together. Philippians chapter 4. Please open in your Bible, in your phone, in your tablet. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Said, are you there? 1, 2, 3, let's go. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Let's read 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Anxiety is another word for worry. Anxiety is another word for worry. Another word for it is fear. But some people want to be very smart about it. They said, I'm not anxious. I'm only concerned. That is another word for worry or anxiety. In my study, I found out that worry, to a certain extent, could be good. Because worry or anxiety or concern spurs people into action. When you are worried about something and it leads you to action, to that extent, it is okay. But where it is not okay is when worry becomes a repeated occurrence about a certain thing. You keep thinking and worrying and concerning. In fact, there are a lot of people that have talked about what worry is. Let me read one or two things about what worry is. He said, it is a feeling that causes you to be anxious or troubled about actual, please note that, actual or potential problems. You know, some of us are not even worried about today. You are worried about tomorrow. And add the worry of tomorrow to the worry from the past. So some of us carry concerns from the past. I didn't do well yesterday. And then when you are thinking of what you did yesterday that you didn't do well, you are thinking of what will happen tomorrow that may be bad. And so every little thing you see, you anticipate problem. Every little thing you are thinking, you are anticipating problem. When it gets to that level, it is called common anxiety disorder. General anxiety disorder, GAD. It's a problem. In fact, it's a mental problem. That every little thing you see, you are anticipating problem. Well, when we were praying this morning, my sister mentioned something that is discernment. And I said, yes, as a Christian, we should have discernment. But the work of discernment is walking through the Holy Spirit to know what you need to pay attention to. It is very important. So many people, instead of having discernment, the discernment they now have has turned to worry, has turned to problem. Discernment is a gift that God gives you by the Holy Spirit to anticipate what will happen. It is a gift that is given by the Holy Spirit. But do we all have that? We need to have discernment, actually. We need to have discernment. Some people think it is what the Yoruba call ifura. It is not. Discernment is actually an endowment, a resource of the Holy Spirit. He tells you what will happen. You know the Bible says about the Holy Spirit that it teaches you what to come. Discernment is some people think it is ifura. No. Some people get ifura by maybe experience, by expertise. But discernment is a gift of the Holy Spirit. I pray the Lord will give all of us here discernment in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of us, that worry that you always have, it has become a problem. And let me tell us, one of the problems that worry causes to our body is that you just have palpitations in your heart. Because you've been thinking and thinking and thinking about something, and it has turned into a medical problem. Most of the medical problems actually start with incessant worry. Incessant worry. Okay, now listen. He said, worry is the interest you pay on a debt you may never owe. Worry is the interest you pay on a debt you may never owe. So you are thinking of like, what will happen? What if? What if? What if? What if this? What if that? And then all the what ifs gather together, they put depression in your body. This one says, worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but never gets you anywhere. So you're just thinking about something, and because of the worry, you can't even take action. You can't take action because you have allowed it to clog you down. To clog you down. So the Lord will help us that we will not be troubled in Jesus' name. And what did Jesus say about worry? In Matthew 6, 25 to 27, he said, how many of you by worrying can add a cubit to your hair? By worrying. Can you add? So sometimes when that worry is coming, you are thinking about how will you pay your rent? How will you do this? All you need to do is translate that into action and leave it to God. And so we go back into that scripture in Philippians chapter 4. He said in verse 6, he said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I saw two things there. I saw nothing. I saw everything. I saw nothing. Did you see nothing there? Did you see nothing? Did you see everything? So, what do you do when worry comes? Is to nullify it. Is to nullify it. He said, in nothing, be anxious. So, don't let anything happen that will turn you to be anxious. And then in everything, pray, supplicate, give thanks. When I looked at the meaning of those three things, they are prayer. Prayer of supplication. Prayer of thanksgiving. Now, what I deduce from this is that the only thing that can nullify anxiety for you is your relationship with God. Your active relationship with God, not just coming to church. Knowing that God and you are partners and is with you all the time. Because he said, when you have a need, pray about it. Giving thanks. Supplication. Pray about it, giving thanks, and with supplication. Which means that you are constantly thinking about God. And so when that need for house rent comes, you just hand it over to God. You say, Lord, my partner, it is time to pay the house rent. Give me discernment what I need to do because I don't have the money now. And you leave it to him. As you leave it to him, don't put it on your head again. Then God will give you peace. If you look at that verse 7, he said, and the God of peace. Peace is there when you trust him. When you trust God in all situations. So my interpretation now is, in everything, trust God. In everything. In everything, trust God. Please say it with me. In trust God. So the level of your trust will increase the level of peace you will have in God. The level of your trust in God will determine the level of the peace. It's not that you want to pay for school fees and it is coming. And you're already sweating. Oh, hey, school fees is coming. What am I going to do? Hey, mommy, what do we do? Hey, that money, they have not paid it. And what do we pay the children's school fees? That is when it is worry. But when you and mommy say, mommy, do you understand that the school fees time is coming? Yes. So what do? Let us pray. Oh God, we hand over to you. The time of school fees is coming. We trust you. Please give us discernment what you want us to do. And give us the courage to do it. And you hand it over to him. You hand it over to him. So when the time comes, God, who never misses time, his own time, he doesn't miss it. At his time, it will drop it. Do you know that when his time comes, it will be exactly the time you need it? So we kill ourselves by worrying in anticipation, by just fearing, being afraid, being so anxious. God is careful about you. He knows the time you need to do something or the other. It is us that will think, time is going. What do I do? What do I do? Time is going. No, God does not miss his time. And because he cares for you, you know, in that Matthew 6, he said he cares for you even more than the sparrow. But the sparrow is never in need. How much more you that is made in the image of God? How much more you? When you begin to trust God, and what we are talking about today is something that from tomorrow morning or even today, thinking about what will happen in the week, you just begin to twist and turn and come, you know, repent. What you used to do before and worrying about Monday on Sunday. No. Today, commit Monday to the hands of God. Lord, I don't know what it will be. That meeting I have tomorrow, I just hand it over to you. Give me discernment what I need to do to prepare. Because preparation is important. Preparation is necessary. If you fail to prepare, you are preparing to fail. But where your own preparation is different to the person that is anxious is that you are doing it in collaboration with the Holy Spirit. And that's the best way to prepare. The best way to prepare is to prepare along with the Holy Spirit. So what do we do about that case that is coming? The Lord will help us. Every situation that you come in contact with, that you enter into, the Lord will give you victory. From today, the Lord will be giving you inspiration of what you should do to prepare. The Lord will give you discerning spirit to prepare. The Lord will give you revelation. The Bible says, and fill us with the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of you. Revelation gives knowledge. That is the benefit a Christian should have. You are a businessman and you are going to bid. I've actually heard that testimony before. And that man in his house, while praying, the Lord revealed to him what amount he should put in his bid. And when they submitted, he didn't have connection. And they were surprised who gave him the secret of how much that man. They thought and they all knew themselves. It was the Holy Spirit who gave that person the knowledge of what amount he should put there. The Lord will help us. There's so much left for us to do. There's so much victory for you to win. Say to yourself, there's so much victory for me to win. In this land, you will win the victory. You want to travel out. Wait on God. He will tell you which country you will go. It's not just, I just love England. I must go to study in England. No. Ask him, Lord, what? Okay, if you have a passion for a place, still go to him. Lord, is this passion I'm having about Afghanistan even according to your will? If it is not, please correct me. I'm willing to follow you. Don't be like somebody. My mentor told me something. He said, you are waiting on God to tell you which movement you should do in your car, whether to go forward or to go backward. But while you are doing that, you have already put your gear in gear one. He said, when you want to wait on God for something, put your gear in neutral. So that when he tells you that go backward, it will just be easy. You just put it. Eh? But even if you have put your car on gear one, the Lord will give you the grace and the wisdom to be able to disengage and be able to follow him. The most thing that gives us peace is when we are in peace, in sync with the will of God. When your will is aligning with the will of God, forget about it. the ocean might roar, you will be at peace because you are walking in collaboration and in partnership with God. It shall be well with us in Jesus' name. Let's be on our feet. I believe we have spoken a lot today. If you are engaging in worry and you find out that it has become a disorder, please seek help. The pastors are available. Call a pastor to counsel with you. If need be, they would link you up with medical practitioners, and we have many of them seated here and members of this church that would link you up with someone that we already know, and then the Lord will teach you exactly what to do. But the first thing to do if you find out that you're engaging in worry is to rectify your relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Rectify your relationship with God. Let us pray. I want you to pray. Father, I receive the spirit of discernment. Please don't let anything distract you from praying this prayer. Oh God, please give me the spirit of discernment. Give me the spirit of revelation in your will. Let us pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's share the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. You shall win. You shall have victory in Jesus' name. Amen.